Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with today's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. St. Patrick's Day will be arriving next week, so we've decided to mark the occasion by having an encore showing of John Ford's love letter to Ireland, The Quiet Man. Featuring a great cast including John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, Victor McLaughlin, Ward Bond, and Barry Fitzgerald, as well as Oscar-winning cinematography showing off the Irish locations, this movie remains an enduring and beloved classic. But right now, I have a little bit of a problem. You see, I did a fairly informative intro for this movie last year, if I do say so myself. I didn't want to just cheat and rerun that intro, so I figured I'd write up a new one for this year. But what else do I have left to mention so that I can fill about 3 minutes? Well, there are a few things I missed. Here's one. The music score was composed by Victor Young, who was a friend of John Ford. Young made use of several Irish tunes in the score. And while he wasn't nominated for an Oscar for his work on this film, he did get a Golden Globe nomination. Decades later, in 2015, Maureen O'Hara's family said that, on her deathbed, she listened to the film's music as she passed away. Another item is the problems Ford had in getting backing to make the movie. As I previously noted, every studio other than Republic turned the story down, believing it would be a total flop. And even Republic, while agreeing to make the film, was very wary of it. Studio head Herbert Yates, while having no confidence in the movie succeeding, gave the go-ahead, but insisted on some budgetary allowances, causing John Wayne to pass on his usual high salary, and a 2-hour running time, though Ford convinced them to allow it to run to 2 hours and 9 minutes. In addition, they convinced Ford to make a movie they were sure would make money, a Western, in exchange for making this one. That Western was Rio Grande, the third movie in his Cavalry trilogy. And finally, there is one enduring mystery connected to The Quiet Man. See, near the end, you'll see it, there's a scene where Maureen O'Hara whispers something to John Wayne, provoking a shocked reaction from the Duke. Now, we in the audience can't hear what she says, and supposedly only Ford, O'Hara, and John Wayne knew what it was. And now that all three are gone, they've all taken the secret with them. And so far as I know, there is no other person on Earth who knows what they said, or what was said. Just a reminder about our in-house DVD showings on Wednesday and Friday afternoons. Well, usually for Wednesday and Friday afternoons. You'll find the schedule on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Now don't forget you must pre-register for these showings. And we're always open to suggestions or comments regarding our classic movie presentations, like what I can mention next year if we show The Quiet Man again. You can phone them in at 908-754-7885. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's encore of a movie that certainly stands up to repeat showings every year, whether you're of Irish descent or not. And for the record, I'm of Irish and Welsh descent on my dad's side. And now, once again, from Republic Pictures in 1952, here's The Quiet Man.